Up next on the teleconference is Illinois head coach Lovey Smith. The Illini are 1-2 in conference play and 2-4 overall. Illinois visits Michigan on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yes, excited about another week of Big Ten football. It's good to get our first road win, Big Ten win, last week. Guys played hard, all three phases, found a way to win. If you win a game, of course, you like that feeling, and you can't wait to play the next week. We realize we're playing a very good Michigan football team this weekend. So excited to get back on the practice field today and prepare ourselves best we can for this weekend. Take your question.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take those questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Mark Snyder, Detroit Free Press.
Hey, Lovey. When you were making the decision to come to Illinois, I mean, was that about going to college? Obviously, there's something, it's a change from the NFL. What was the appealing part of the college idea?
Well, I think just coaching college ball in general, after you've been in the NFL for so long, of doing something different, last couple places in my last few stops in NFL didn't turn out the way I wanted it to. But I'm a football coach and spent a lot of time in the state of Illinois. So it just seemed like a natural fit for my time in Chicago. I looked at what the University of Illinois had done and thought it had a lot of potential. I feel that way still. So those were some of the reasons, and it was the right fit at the right time.
What's the hardest part of the transition? I mean, it's obviously still football, but there are things that must be different, right?
Yeah, well, I'd say there are just things that are different. I wouldn't necessarily say so much harder. There's no recruiting in the NFL, and there's recruiting in college. But besides that, you have a period of time. You're trying to get the guys to trying to teach them as much as you possibly can, doing that period of time, trying to get players to play up to their potential. Certain way you want them representing our university the way we wanted NFL players to represent the organization. But it's dealing with people and again, teaching them the basic fundamentals of football and going from there. So only major change for me has been recruiting.
Did you talk to anyone who had made that transition when you were making your decision?
No, not really. I knew the guys that had made the transition, and you can look at what they've done since they left the game, but no more than that.
Thanks.
All right.
Your next question is from Adam Biggers, todayu.com.
Hey, Lovey. Yesterday I was speaking with Michigan linebacker Mike McCray and kind of just asking him, they know that they've been playing well. They know that they're confident, but coming off a bye week and you guys coming in, hungry for Big Ten wins, he used the term trap game. He said, they got to kind of stand on guard, I guess. What's the message to your guys? You're coming in, going to play the number one ranked total defense, one of the best offenses, statistically across the board, very, very solid team. What is the message to you guys, heading into Ann Arbor?
The same message we have each week. We want to, make improvements from last game. Eliminate some of the penalties and just when we get in position to make plays. Don't talk much on, of course, it's not a trap game for us. We're a big underdog in the game. But another opportunity for us to see how we compare against, right now one of the top two teams in the country and, of course, in our conference. So for us, it's just that. We know the tradition behind the University of Michigan program.
If I could follow up, just what kind of, regardless of result, I mean, this is obviously a big test for your team, a big test your first year there. What can a game like this or what are you looking to learn from a game like this? What do you want to see?
Go in every game the same way, trying to win a football game. Play better than you played the previous week. Play up to your potential. And for us, this is the best football team on our schedule so far that we've played. So It's no more than that. Again, we don't have a history or anything. And when I say that history, I mean we haven't played this team in a while or anything like that. So I think there's just a lot of anticipation and anxiousness to go up and see how we compare.
All right. Appreciate it, Lovie. Thanks.
All right. Take care.
Your next question is from Andrew Miller, Charleston Post and Courier.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about what Jameer President has brought to the program and what you've seen from him so far in these first six games?
Well, what he's brought to the program is just another good defensive end that can rush the passer, a great teammate in the locker room, great ambassador for the university. You know, being a graduate coming in, so he realizes it's more than just about football. Just been a joy. Exactly what you're looking for in your student athletes is what Jameel has been. And, that's why I'm in favor of, guys that graduate have an opportunity to – there's a perfect place and a right place for all students. And so when you graduate and you have a chance to move on and maybe find a place that's a little bit better fit for you, I mean, it's a good thing. So Jameel is taking advantage of – he plays quite a bit. He's our third end. He's in the rotation, nickel situation. He plays quite a bit. Again, it's been all good with everything that he's done for us.
Is he a guy that might have a shot at the next level or not?
Oh, yeah, I think, I'm, kind of dealing with college ball now. I know he's a good football player, and good football players normally have a chance to play at the next level. Yes.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, take care.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Rachel Lindsay, landof10.com.
Hi, Lovie. I know that you faced Jim Harbaugh as a coach in the NFL in 2012. First, what do you remember about that game?
I was hoping you wouldn't bring up that game. I try to forget it, as much of it as I possibly could. I know that was Colin Kaepernick's first game, and he was outstanding. No, going in, we thought he was a good runner, but didn't know he could pass the ball that well. But they dominated us that game. We had a good Chicago Bear team we took out there on Monday night. So that's about all I try to remember from that game. It didn't turn out the way we wanted it to.
Right. What kind of relationship do you have with Jim Harbaugh? Professional relationship, maybe a personal relationship?
I don't really have a personal relationship. I know he's a good football coach, and I've talked with him a few times, but it's pretty much a professional relationship as much as anything.
Thank you.
All right.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Take care.